Pope Benedict XVI begins a visit today to Africa, the continent where the Catholic Church is growing most rapidly. He will stop in two countries, Cameroon and Angola, and he will be delivering a message to the entire continent. To learn more, we've called John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter. He is traveling with the Pope. He's in Cameroon. Welcome to the program once again.
Great pleasure.
So why go to Africa now?
Well, this will be Benedict XVI's first trip to Africa. I think popes always try to visit every continent at least once, and so this was the first opportunity for the Pope to come here. The more proximate reason is that later this year, the Pope is summoning what's called a synod, that is a gathering of Catholic bishops from all around the world, to come to Rome to talk about Africa. And he's going to present the working paper for that assembly here in Cameroon on Thursday.
And we mentioned that the Catholic Church is growing most rapidly in Africa, which is true of many Christian denominations. Does that mean that African church leaders have more power than they used to?
Absolutely. I think there's a strong sense in global Christianity generally that in many ways Africa is the future. I mean, if you take just the Roman Catholic Church, it grew in sub-Saharan Africa from an estimated 1.9 million people in 1900, that is at the start of the 20th century, to about 140 million by the end of the century. The flip side of that is that it's not just the Catholic Church and it's not just Christianity that is growing in Africa. There is a really bustling religious marketplace on this continent. Islam is growing, Christian Pentecostalism is growing. Repackaged forms of African traditional religions are growing. So while the Catholic Church has had a great run, it also faces a fairly staggering degree of competition across the board, and I think that's a large part of what the Pope is coming here to talk about.
Well, because you mentioned Islam, among other religions, I'm reminded that when the Pope visited Turkey a few years ago, he made some comments about Islam and got into trouble. I wonder if that is on the Vatican's mind as they prepared for this visit.
I think the relationship with Islam is very much front and center. The Pope will be meeting with a delegation of local Muslims here in Cameroon later in the week. And I think there's a real sense in the Vatican that the relationship with Islam in Africa could provide a different storyline from the so-called clash of civilizations. In many parts of Africa, you have populations of Christians and Muslims that have been living cheek by jowl for centuries in relative harmony. There are also, of course, real tensions, but I think the Vatican's hope is that by broadening the conversation and bringing Africa more clearly into focus, then the possibility for Christians and Muslims to work together on social, political, cultural issues, such as the struggle against corruption, might provide a different future and a different narrative, so to speak, for the Christian-Muslim relationship.
Well, now, are there African church leaders who have other narrative points they would like to make, that they would like to influence the rest of the world or the rest of the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I think when you look at the leadership of the Christian world in Africa through Western eyes, it's a very intriguing mix of deeply conservative stands on some questions and fairly liberal stands on others. Certainly on issues of sexual morality, things like homosexuality, the family, gender roles, you'll find that Christian leaders in Africa often come off as very, very traditional. Yet on other questions that are equally important to African leaders, things like the ethics of free market global capitalism, war and peace, HIV/AIDS, the environment, they tend to take positions that are extremely progressive by Western standards, and they want to push the wider church and to some extent the Pope himself on those issues as well.
John Allen, always good to talk with you.
Steve, it was a pleasure.
He's a senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, and he's traveling with Pope Benedict in Cameroon.